So this is part two, Marshmallow. She says that she really likes my recordings. She asks me, how did you get into audio recording? My own career is fairly routine, but I also like to daydream and indulge my creative side. I would love to know if you are a grad student or a corporate exec in real life looking for a more creative outlet. Well, I can tell you already that I'm not a student anymore. No, I'm a businesswoman. I got into audio recording, well, about a year ago. As a reply to another question, I started listening to Gale Force, first on Tumblr, and then I joined his Patreon, and that was like 2.5 years ago, I want to say, and I listened and I met people through his community. I met Mrs. Donovan through his community, who became pretty much my best friend. And I had some kind of thing with a guy online at that time, and we used to exchange audio, and he said that he really liked my voice, and my voice has always been, I've always been self-conscious of my accent in English because of my English teacher back in high school, who said that my accent was not good at all, even though I had really high grades, because I really did love languages, and I was really good at English and Dutch and stuff. And so doing these audios with him at first, it was kind of challenging, and I got a little bit more comfortable. Then this ended, and I think it was in September of that year, I discovered Hank Miller, who was doing audios on Reddit. And I discovered that whole subreddit, GWA. I had no idea that there was such a thing on Reddit, really. And it had always kind of been on the back of my mind to record something, but not having like a platform to put it on, I didn't really know what to do. And Miss Donovan pushed me a little to do it. She was really encouraging. And one day I just posted, I think my first audio was a Rumble Fab. And I posted that, and it was fairly well received. And I started making audios. And at the beginning, I would just record with my phone and the earbuds that came with the iPhone. And I would just record in one go. No editing, no nothing. And sometimes I will listen back to those old audios and I'm like, oh my God, they are so bad. So bad. But I guess some people still like them. So, but I've improved a lot. I think my accent has improved a lot. The way I express myself and stuff like that. So, for me, it's one way to feel more, to feel better about my accent, about not being afraid to speak anymore. And like you've said, it is a creative outlet, because I don't really have an exciting life, daily life. So I've said that before, but I'm a caretaker for my parents, so it's a lot. That's also why some days it's really difficult to, at the end of the day, to record, because you have to be in a certain mood. And I mean, some days I get really frustrated by the end of the day and I just don't want to record. I just want to get in bed and at best watch something on Netflix. So that's why this time, now that I'm back on Reddit, I'm really trying to record only when I want to, when I completely feel like it. When if I'm doing a script, it has to be a script that I love from page one till the end. And my improv, they also have to have storylines, better storylines, I feel, in them than what I've done before, a little bit more complex, so to speak. So I'm really trying just to do what's best for me. She also asks me, sorry, would you mind sharing a bit of behind the scenes? Where do you record? I know you often credit authors and co-authors, but do you record alone or with a partner? I do enjoy the one-sided nature of your recordings and being able to pretend I am you as the story unwinds, but it would be delicious to hear a gasp or whisper from the other person from time to time. I've looked a little bit at your profile and it doesn't look like you are really familiar with erotic audios. So basically, I record alone. That's why my audios are tagged female for male. I'm just doing my side and I leave enough room for the other person to reply. As if it was next to me. Same if I do a female for female audio. That way, I guess it's because you are not my average listener, you are a woman. So the way my audios are made are for men to or women, or women, sorry, to be able to what's the word I'm looking for? To pretend that they are with me, that's the word. That way they can pretend they are with me. I mean, they can reply in their mind or out loud, I don't know, or they listen to me, but yeah. So I am definitely alone. Sometimes my dog will be around, so but I am all alone. If you go on GWA, you will find audios which are tagged real sex. Those are couples recording themselves having sex. So that's really different. There are some collab also with female male for either female or male. So those are a bit different, but mine are just really with one person in mind. So yeah. I record either at my desk if it's a really long script, sometimes on my couch because I have like a rack of clothes behind my couch, so that's that acts like as a wall, so the sound is really good. It's like soundproof, and I also record in bed, obviously. When I do more improv, usually. I want to say 99.9% of my improv, I'm just playing along, so that's fine. I find it easier to just get into the whole thing. So yeah. So I'm sorry, you will never hear a gasp or a whisper from the other person. I'm not sure that if I was with someone, I would record myself maybe once just for fun for us, but I don't think that I would post that online. She has also asked me if I really have green eyes, and yes, I do have green eyes. I've mentioned that in an audio, and it's true. BlindTech69, if you could be with a rock star, who would it be and why? Well, to come back to the question from earlier asking me if I could be with someone in the spotlight, I don't think I could really be with a rock star because that's even worse than an actor. I think that it would be really difficult to deal with the fangirls. And none of the singers I like, I don't see them in that way, I guess. Most of them are married anyway, but I don't really fantasize about any rock star right now. So, would you swim with a dolphin if given the opportunity? Yeah, maybe if it was like in a place where they really take good care of the dolphins, because I know that some of these places can be a little shady abroad, so. Tree, I've seen you have ice cream in the fridge. Do you have a particular kind of ice cream that you like? I like coffee ice cream and chocolate ice cream. Those are my favorites. If you were to resemble any animated character from a TV show, who would it be and why? I don't really watch a lot of animated TV shows, so I'm just going to say the Little Mermaid. I don't have red hair, but I mean, I love the ocean, I love to collect things, and yeah. Where would Captain Bellows refuse to fly and why? Probably a country like North Korea or something like that. If you had a guy over for dinner, what would you make him? I want to say spaghetti and meatballs. I just feel like it's something that everybody would enjoy, and I make some really good meatballs and spaghetti sauce. Also, it's a little bit Lady and the Tramp. We can play with the spaghetti after. If given the opportunity to learn a musical instrument, what would it be? It would definitely be the piano. I just something that I would have loved to learn, but I'm pretty much tone deaf. I cannot sing, so there is no way I could learn to play the piano. I feel like I skipped one question. Hang Mrs. Donovan asked, "You are standing on the pier in Brighton and have a penny to toss into the sea. Whatever you wish for on that one penny will come true. What's your wish?" You know, that's a really, really evil question. There are so many things I wish would come true these days. I think the easy answer would be to wish for another 20 wishes, but I'm pretty sure that's not what you meant. My main wish would be for my mom to be in good health again, not just be in pain anymore. That would be my main thing. And if I had another wish, I would just wish that the ocean between the US and Europe disappears, so that we can see each other every weekend. Eats the Whole Ass. What's your favorite bad movie? I think it has to be Showgirls with, oh God, what's her name? I forgot her name now. But yeah, that's. If that movie is on TV, I will watch it. River running. What's your least favorite animal? I like all animals, really. It's insects I don't really enjoy. What are the best and worst foods you've ever tasted? I really do love Thai food, Asian food, not sushis, but like cooked Asian food. So I will be open to taste any of that, and yeah, so anything from Thai cuisine, really, and the worst food. Probably Brussels sprouts. If you could live in a TV show, which one would you pick? I would pick Full House because, you know, nothing ever bad happens in that on that show. It's and even if there is a conflict, it's resolved at the end of the episode, which is like 20 minutes. So I wish conflicts would be resolved that quickly. What's your favorite song to dance to when you are alone? I guess it's not really one song I really like to blast, the Rolling Stones' Voodoo Lounge. That's one of my favorite albums. And I will sing along terribly. Lava Game Champion. My first question is, why does the starfish in the picture of this post have boobs? So that starfish don't have any boobs, but we all know how depraved you are and you see boobs everywhere, so what problem or situation did TV movies make you think would be common, but when you grew up you found out it wasn't? I don't know, guys fighting for the same girls. What would you name your boat if you had one? The Mary Bellows. That's an obvious one, but it just sounds really nice. What are you proud of but never have an excuse to talk about? Well, making audios, in a way, I'm really proud that I can, I've overcome my fear of just speaking in English. I'm most proud of my improv because I think that they are really good. They are creative and hopefully they make people feel good. But of course, I have no one to talk about that, in real life at least. None of my friends, real life friends, really know about that, so except Mrs. Donovan, but yeah. What's the closest thing to real magic? Being at Disney World with your best friend? What's the most useless talent you have? Recording erotic audios? I don't think that it will add something to my resume, so. What is the dumbest way you've injured yourself, or you've been injured? Well, when I was really, really young, I got a bike from my parents, and at first they put the two extra wheels at the back so I could practice riding that bike, and everything was fine. And one day my dad decided to remove the wheels when I was in the garage, and I got on the bike, I pedaled maybe 3 meters, and I fell flat on my side. And I didn't broke my elbow, but there was like a lot of blood in the elbow, and it was extremely painful. And ever since, I've never been on a bike again. So, Moonlight Audio. What's your favorite movie, favorite book, favorite mythical creature, favorite hobbit, favorite author, favorite song, favorite erotic audio, season, holiday, dessert? Well, it's impossible to pick favorites for me. I think it's maybe favorite of the moment. So my favorite movie, I guess it's a tie between Pretty Woman and Runaway Bride. They do go together. I know it's incredibly cheesy, but I love romantic movies like that, especially that era. Favorite book? My most recent one I've read is called Mist of the Serengeti by Leila Attar, which is like, it's kind of a, I don't want to say it's an erotic book. There are some sexy scenes, but it's not the main thing about the books. It's the book. It's a really nice love story set up in Africa. And it's just a beautiful book. She writes descriptions of Africa so well that you feel like you are there. Favorite hobbit? I've never seen Lord of the Rings, so I don't know. I can't reply. I can't answer that. Favorite author? Probably Ray Bradbury. Favorite song? That's difficult. That's really, really, really difficult. I'm gonna say Come Undone by Robbie Williams. favorite season, summer, when it's actually hot in Belgium, which is really rare, even though we've had a couple of heat waves these past few years. But yes, summer. I hate winter. Spring is usually really rainy here. Same for autumn. So, favorite dessert. I guess ice cream. I'm not really into cakes that much. Well, I do like cake, but I do prefer ice cream. Favorite erotic audio. Should I really say that? Are people going to get jealous? It's a tie between an audio called "Missed You" by Lava Game Champion and one by Hank Miller called "Slow," I think, or "Really Slow." Well, there was "Slow" in the title. If Tommy listens to three of your audios and Billy listens to five, how long will they both spend passed out? Moonlight audio, you are completely ridiculous. I'm not even going to answer that. Team Jacob or Team Edward? So for the story, I did read Twilight when they came out a long time ago. I remember reading them because that year I got really, really sick. I got like the flu or something like that, but I was feeling really awful. I had no voice anymore, and I got all the books and I read them really quickly. And I know they are not the best books in the world, but because I read those books, I took an interest in supernatural and paranormal books, and I discovered much, much, much better authors. But I was never Team Jacob or Team Edward. Really, I really had no preferences, and I hated the last book. So, Hufflepuff or Ravenclaw? Neither of them, because I've seen the first Harry Potter movie, and I really don't care for it. I mean, I don't even hate it. I just don't like it. Just don't like it. It's just not for me. What's your spirit animal? You know that's something you can't say anymore. You would get in so much trouble if you said that on Twitter. The Twitter know-it-all would destroy you because spirit animal are only for native people. So I don't have a spirit animal. Do Belgians like the French? What about French Canadians? What about Mozambicans? Well, it's the stereotype that that Belgians don't like French. It has nothing to do with French. I think it's more the stereotype of people from Paris, because people from Paris are just better than the others and things like that. But we don't hate each other really. And I think we do like French Canadians because their accent is just so funny. Why are they called French fries if they were invented in Belgium? Well, actually, I looked that up not so long ago, and it turns out that they can't really pinpoint exactly when French fries were invented. It says that it started in Belgium, but there are no actual proof, like recipes, written recipes and stuff. But of course, the French, they do have proof of when it was invented, so I guess they took the credit for it. But in any case, Belgian fries are so much better than French fries, especially if you eat them cooked in beef fat, which I know, I'm sorry for the vegans out there, but that's how they taste the best. His last question is, what do you think of Hercule Poirot? I don't think much of him. I've never read the books. I've never seen the movies around him, but I guess that's one of the things Belgium is famous for. So, I think I went through all the questions. I feel like I've skipped one at some point, but I guess I will just have to listen again and just double check. But I do think I've answered them all. Oh yeah, I had one more question actually. Hang on. In my PMs, just need to find it again. Someone, I guess I'm not going to say his name since it was a PM, but someone asked how I was doing these days, and I'm doing as best as I can. There are good days, there are bad days, so just trying to do what's best for me. So thank you for asking that. He also asked if I was taking commissions again, and I'm not sure for the moment. I really don't have that much time to record. I find it really hard to put stuff on my own subreddit. I want to make a couple of audios also for vanillaaudios.com. But it's really hard for me to find the time, and sometimes it does make me feel bad, but because I think that the Vanilla Audio project is really good, but my time is really, really limited these days. So I'm not sure about commission. You can always send me like an idea you have or something, and I will see. I had one more set of questions from yes, from Sweetest Thing 19. The first question is, what is your idea of a perfect date? Basically, a dream date. I don't know. I think it would depend on the other person, what that person would also like, because if you go on a date, it's just not about, it's not just about me, it's about the other person too. So, I don't know, something casual for a first date, like a coffee shop or like a movie and a restaurant after. The movie first, because then if you don't know what to talk about, you can always talk about the movie to break the ice. So yeah, I'm not fussy. Question two, do you have any pets? Yes, I have a dog. What intimate contact do you enjoy most? Hand-holding, cuddling, hugging, and so on. I will take hand-holding right now. I think it's something really underrated. Just holding someone's hands, whether it's outside or just in bed, or I don't know. There's just something special about that. Question four. Why are you so beautiful? No, seriously, I'm not that beautiful. You are silly. Question five, coffee or tea? Coffee all the way. I don't drink tea at all. I don't like the taste. I take my coffee with a little milk and one sugar in the morning. Question six, do you play any sort of video games? If so, then what are your favorites and what do you play them on? I've said that in the past, I used to play a lot of computer games, like Sierra games and LucasArts games, and after that I got a Game Gear and I think a PS1, but the PS1, I feel like I'd won it or something, and but I absolutely can't remember the games I played on it. The Game Gear, I had a lot of games because back then my neighbor also had one. So we would trade games, and she would get my games for 2 weeks, and I would get hers for 2 weeks, and stuff like that. But stuff like Sonic, and there were a lot of Disney games also. I can't really remember, but I really loved that device. And these days I don't play games anymore. I think I could easily get back into them if I had someone to play with. I think that would be fun, but I don't really want to invest in a gaming system just for myself. So yeah. Yeah, I think that's all. I think I've answered everything. So yeah, thank you so much for asking all those questions. I really wasn't expecting so many of them. I do hope this time that my recording went well, and I wish you a very nice weekend. And I'm not sure yet what I will record for the end of the month. Next week is going to be extremely busy, so I will do my best. I still have a lot of things to repost anyway, so yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.